Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation. Did you get paid this morning? How would you like a little extra cash to go along with that paycheck? That'd be pretty nice, right?
Yeah, man.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you remember that password we just gave you. Less than 10 minutes ago, we hooked you up with that password. What caller number should we have, Jenna?
Oh, 13 sounds good to me.
Caller number 13, you'll get to play round one. And don't worry if you don't get in this hour. We'll play again an hour away from now.
There you go.
Speaking of an hour away, just over an hour away from Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, got one right here from Tyler Bond. He says, I assume it's he, the Kid Craddock Morning Show being back on in Tuscaloosa has made my day. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Yeah,
man. Shout out Tuscaloosa.
Thanks
Roll
for
Tide.
Finding us. Mm-hmm. Roll Tide. And speaking of dominating football teams, I was just looking on my memories.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, the Kid Craddock Morning Show football team beat the Infinite Agency. Destroyed them! Yes, we're calling you out again.
Is that a challenge then, sir?
Well, just because the way the game went last time, I figured why not play them again.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, we won.
Okay.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Jenna was out there. She was catching balls.
Yeah.
I played in that one, right?
Yeah, you did, Jenna.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah,
how'd you guys talk me into that?
You were the only girl playing, but I think you had a couple catches.
On either team?
Yeah, I think she juked a couple dudes.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
Juke? That's like when you get a stutter step.
Am I
you
in
get
away from group photo?
No, you didn't make the group photo.
No, you didn't make
I think you were gone by that time.
You took the picture, Joe.
Why don't you guys still do this?
The football game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Busy?
I would love to.
Old?
Just something guys do. Yeah. Just be guys, I guess.
You're adults now?
No, I still want to go. I'm down. We just got to get everybody together.
I think it's fun. I would go watch you guys.
Does Alan play football, your husband, Kelly?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Would he be interested in playing football?
Possibly. Nice. I don't know.
See, now we got a squad again.
He likes golf.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a golf team?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm not very good at the golfing thing.
No.
I will try. I'll go drink with him.
He's good at that.
Yeah, meet him at the 19th hole.
You can drive my cart.
Yeah, I just drive the cart with the beers. Yeah, every time I've gone golfing, I do like maybe two holes and then
it's hard.
I just chill.
It is true. 18
it's a good weekend to talk about
a
golf.
Lot. 18 holes, though, is a lot of golf every time I play.
Too
I'm
much.
Like, after 12, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, shout out to everyone going to the Masters this weekend.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah,
not
man.
Us.
Shout out to Augusta. But this is a good weekend for some golf. Tiger's in. He's going to make the cut. Sergio?
Nah.
The guy that won last year, Sergio Garcia.
Not looking good.
Probably won't make the cut this year.
He's thirsty, huh?
Yeah. His balls are in the water.
All of them.
All over the place.
How many did he hit in the water?
A lot.
Four?
Four.
Wow, that's a bad day.
You can only carry six, Kelly, in your golf bag. And four of his went
that's
in the water
the rule?
On one hole.
It's so mental.
He did a 13. He hit a 13 on
Jordan
one hole.
Jordan Spieth's playing great, right?
Yep. He started strong. Yeah. Did you hear they banned the phrase "dilly dilly" at the Masters?
Yes.
Oh, people were yelling
banned it.
Yeah, they banned it
because it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody's yelling "dilly dilly" when somebody gets a good shot.
Or how about just banning yelling out during the golf?
It is a more quiet tournament.
Yeah,
very
the Masters.
Serious. Like, you can't even take your cell phone in. You know.
I think there's one. There's the Phoenix Open, I think, where it's kind of like a party.
It's the waste management.
It's a party. But the Masters, shh. It's
very quiet.
Very
serious.
Yeah, no phones. Claudia went last year with her husband, Steven. She said they take like one photo of you at the front.
On a professional camera,
and you have to check your phone. I mean, I'm sure some people sneak phones in, but in general, you can't have a cell phone.
And as exclusive as it is, it's hard to get into the Masters. You would think everything's really expensive. Everything is super cheap. I've never been. These are things that
it
I've
has,
heard.
It's like old school prices for sandwiches.
Like a sandwich is like $3. I mean, it's really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can afford to go.
Very affordable.
Yeah, me too.
Now it makes me want to go even more now that the food's affordable.
Next year?
Yeah, maybe next year. That's what we keep saying every
year. For a day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we went. We just didn't get
in.
It
boils down to money, Jenna.
We got to the
gate.
That's
true. Yeah, we got to the gate. Throwing out ideas.
Took a picture with that little sign.
And my friends asked me, they're like, oh my gosh, you went into the... Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah. Well, that's us way... Well, that's the golf course way down there.
I was there. I was by the gate, and I stepped foot across the gate, which means I was on the premises.
Yeah.
So I went.
There you go.
I was there. I was in Augusta. We did it. And real quick, I think I had a foot and mouth moment with my wife. yesterday. She went shopping and bought me some clothes for summer. Summer's coming up. I got some new jorts.
Really?
I'm going to probably sport those next week is when I'll break them out.
Where on the leg do they hit you?
Right above the kneecap.
Okay.
Is that good length?
Yeah.
That's about where mine are.
Those fit very nicely. And then she also got me this millennial pink button-up shirt that I really like.
Uh-huh.
And a nice white shirt, because I need a new white shirt because I always get all stained up because of my deodorant.
Yeah.
And then she got, there were these shoes right there that matched the shirt perfectly.
The pink?
They were white, but they were floral, and they had the millennial pink roses.
You're getting
roses.
Floral shoes?
And so I told her, I was like, well, they're different, you know? I'm like, okay, my wife wants me to take a risk.
With flowers?
With shoes. Yeah, guys can wear flowers.
Even Kelly's calling you out on this. I hadn't said a word.
So I'm like, I trust my wife when she buys me something. I'm like, I'll go for it. It's not something I would buy for myself, these flower shoes. So when I looked at the shoes, I put on my shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you want me to try on the shoes, you know, to see if it goes with the outfit? And she goes, what? I said, you want me to try on my shoes that you bought me? And she goes, you think my feet are as big as your feet?
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what?
They were
her shoes.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna do couples matching?
Yeah, but she got all mad about.
Well, she's only like an 8 or an 8.5.
Yeah, but
right?
I didn't know that. Yeah. So your boy didn't get no loving yesterday.
Oh.
That's the moral of
the
story. Well, you called your wife's feet boats.
But I just love that you're so open to the idea.
A floral shoes.
Let me throw on those hot pink flower shoes.
Yeah, I've done a lot of fashion risks in my day, but the flower shoe.
Not hot pink, millennial pink. You know, it's that soft rose. It's not that bad.
I know.
I could rock that, I feel like.
Well, let's Google it and see if we can find you some.
I don't want to know. Now that I know that my wife got all.
I know a part of town you can probably go to and find some men's flower shoes. Or flower anything.
That's where I shop for my underwear.
Yeah, over in the neighborhood.
I got the best underwear. That's
straight
up just underwear shops.
Yes.
There's some underwear I wouldn't buy for myself.
What's the name of that underwear store? Is it called
Skivvies?
Yeah. No, there's another one.
Getting buried?
Bringing back the weave. I miss it.
You know, a grand is about what you'd spend. Several hundred dollars on some new braids or a weave. I mean, the hair's expensive.
I always use the clip-ons, but maybe I'll go, you know, the permanent where they glue them in and stuff. That'd be fun.
Do you do human hair or horse hair?
Don't you remember that one time I went and bought those?
The horse?
Then, and the guy went down beneath the counter and he came back up holding it like it was a samurai sword. And he went... one head. And I'm like, what happened to her?
Is she dead?
Yeah, they use Indian women hair because they have the best hair.
But they dye it to match, right?
Yeah, but he just came back up from the counter like, one head. I was like, what?
Yikes.
That's crazy cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing awesome.
Well.
What are you up to this morning? Are you already at work?
I'm driving to work.
Oh, okay, cool.
I pulled over.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because things might get exciting.
Safe move.
Very, very safe move.
Yeah.
That way you can concentrate on what's going on with the game. Right, Caitlin?
Right, exactly.
And win or lose, we love you, okay?
Right. All right, Caitlin.
Okay. I love you guys, too.
All right.
Well, let's go ahead and step up to that vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Password accepted.
Nice. That's exactly what we would like to drink right now.
Yeah, buddy.
Caitlin, you just gained access to the bank vault. That means you get to go head-to-head with our banker who's going to be in there with you, and he's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. That's as high as it'll go. You just have to say stop as loud as you can when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, and that's how much money you'll claim. Even if he says $1,000, still say stop so we don't have that vault closed, because if it does, you get nothing. But you knew that, right, Caitlin?
Yeah. Knew it.
You knew
Got it. I'm all over it.
All right. She's all over it. She all wants right. to get that money.
Let's
Caitlin.
Let's do some braids.
Let's make this Friday a happy Friday. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$140. $200. $280. $350. 440. 560. 640.
All right. Oh, stop it. $640
for you, girl.
Did you have an amount that once it went over that amount, you're going to say stop?
No, I didn't. My heart is just racing. I don't know how people hold out. I really don't.
Right?
Well, you got $640. What are you going to use that for?
I don't know. Maybe go on a trip or something.
Yes.
There you go.
Let's get a little summer trip because summer's right around the corner. Right? All right. Well, just for fun, Caitlin, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Let's do it.
770.
Oh, big jump.
800.
More of a jump.
870. 1,000.
Oh, the bank was going down this morning. It's all good, though, Caitlin.
Oh,
that's all right, girl.
You still ended up with $640 that you did not have when you woke up this morning. So there's
exactly.
That.
There you
it's
go.
A good day.
Well, you have fun planning that vacation with your money. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up.
Resume driving,
Caitlin. You go ahead, and Alicia will get you all set up. Now, if you didn't get in this hour, we'll give you another password here in about 40 minutes, and then we'll play again. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there's still a chance for you to win your money this morning. And coming up next, we're going to get into Jenna's world. It's time for Jenna's That's What I Like. Give us a little tease, Jenna.
I like so many things right now, but if you're feeling lonely, I have a new app for you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Different than all the dating apps.
Oh,
I have a new app that's very interesting.
I think
you might want to try it. Al is definitely going to try it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's really lonely.
All right.
And it's something that's going to be very inspirational for you. Something you can hear. Something you're going to like.
Let's do it next.
Jenna, JC, and Big Al.
I'd go back to the motherland. I hadn't been African years. It'd be nice to go back home, though. See Umbabu.
Oh, stop it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And speaking of Africa, they got this big crack going on in Africa.
A big crack?
Yes.
A fault line or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like 50 feet deep and 60 feet wide at certain points. Like, they think it's going to separate.
Africa's going to separate?
The whole continent.
Whoa.
It's got a ways to go.
It's got a little ways to go. I mean, it's only like a couple miles wide
it's
right
a
now.
Slow moving crack.
Well, that's how they work.
But you know,
that's like the crack on your windshield. You know, it just takes a couple. A
couple hundred years, though. Couple. Just telling you.
Those great grandkids better worry about that.
You better watch out. About 1,000 years.
Yep,
you better be careful.
Maybe they start putting some dirt in it.
I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe they can prevent it.
Fill it in.
I want to go get the dirt.
Go to Home Depot, pick up some caulking, and just get it in there. Make sure it doesn't separate.
What am I, like an engineer? I don't know. I'm just giving you ideas.
Thank you, Kelly.
You kind of look like an engineer with that Fairbrine hat on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Caitlin, who just played Beat the Bank. She won $640. We'll give you another password to play less than 30 minutes away. And we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up. But right now, it's all about our Jenna Owens.
Hey. That's what I like.
What you like this week, Jenna?
I'm going to start out with something inspirational, even though Trey told me that he doesn't believe in inspirational and motivational speakers.
No, he likes negativity.
Yeah.
Stick to that, Trey.
Right, that's fine.
And
I'm with you. Sometimes I feel like you got to be in a place for it, but one of my guy friends introduced me to this guy. I don't know how I haven't heard of him. His name's Jay Shetty. He's actually a host and a producer and works with the Huffington Post, and he's a young guy. He actually used to be a monk.
Okay. Oh.
And now he's this motivational speaker. Most of his videos, he has over a billion views on YouTube, but most of his videos have a lot to do with relationships and kind of the human condition, how we interact with each other, but a lot about not letting the day-to-day get you down, how to thrive.
What's the turning point for a monk to not want to be a monk anymore?
I'm not sure. I know he speaks about that. I have not gone back in his history with that.
Did he want to get with a woman? Did he want to speak?
What do monks do?
Don't they take vows of silence and stuff? Some
celibacy, right?
And how could you be a motivational speaker, but you're also a quitter? Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, how about just listen. This is redefining happiness. This has a few hundred thousand views already, okay, with Huffington Post. Just check him out for a second. I like his voice.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line, our definition of success
blurred.
It became about money, and it's funny how the desire for power and wealth increased the speed at which we believe we need to work so that we can supersede our peers in the rat race, moving at a pace that no Fitbit and no wearable can truly monitor or analyze the stress and the intensity. Since we've been young, we've all been exposed to definitions of happiness. The scientists and the mathematicians have algorithms and formulas that they believe adds up to the equation of happiness. We have the corporate professionals, we have the corporate hierarchy of actually promotion and career progression to measure their success. We need to define what success means for us. We need to redefine what success means. Let's not make happiness and success.
This stuff comes with videos, which really helps.
Yeah, the videos are cool. He has a lot of celebrity. I like the way you speak.
Yeah.
He has a lot of celebrity stories. One's this whole story does. It's about Ed Sheeran and how he started. So it's very cool.
He has a lot of them. And some of them, honestly, are better than others. I've watched some and I'm like, okay, dude.
Does he rhyme in every one of them?
It seems like it has a cadence, like you think he's rhyming, and then sometimes he's not, but then he falls back into it.
Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too, but I mean, look, you got to just be in a mood one day.
Yeah,
maybe
listen
to some things.
He's got a bunch
that resets
of them.
You. Yeah,
okay.
He does have a bunch.
What's
of
his name again?
J-A-Y Shetty.
Nice.
Okay. Shetty. I'll check him out. Yeah.
He has one where the guy is like, he doesn't have time to talk to his wife. He didn't have time. He's got to get to work. He's very focused on work. Yeah. She's sitting on the couch. She's like, okay, I'll just tell you what I wanted to tell you when you get home, basically. And of course, she gets killed that day. And then when he comes home at the end of the day, she left a note on the thing saying, we're having a baby.
Oh!
So what's your lesson?
I'm inspired.
Right? It's like, you better leave and give everybody a hug and a kiss in the morning because you don't know what the day brings. I'm like, I don't like that video.
And always stop and listen to your loved ones. Yeah. That's the message. I have something to say to you. You're not busy. You're not too busy to where you can't take one moment out of your day to listen to your wife.
Hey, this is what I like. It's not for everyone.
No,
okay?
I'm just saying he has a lot of
it's
videos.
It's not for everyone. I totally get it.
Send a text.
Kelly, you're going to like this next one, though. Have you seen what J-Lo's doing?
What's J-Lo doing?
It's in my showbiz top five, but I'll have to get a new story.
Okay,
I'll get a different story.
Okay, what's J-Lo doing?
I didn't know. I'm just excited because I was trying to announce
the
J-Lo's
makeup. I don't tell you what they are.
She's coming out. J-Lo has 70 new makeup products coming out April 26th.
Oh, okay.
She did the smart thing and partnered up. Well, you see what other celebrities. You're like, if a Kylie Jenner can do it, if Rihanna can do it, then of course J-Lo can do it. Her makeup's on point. She's partnered up with Inglot, actually. They have the best black eyeliner.
How does she look
better every time?
22 years old still.
Yeah. Money.
But are you going to be able to afford it, considering a lot of these celebrity makeup brands are a fortune? Yes, because the pieces will start at $8 and go up to $49, which, if that's the high end, that's great.
Right?
Yeah, so it's going to be great. April 26th is when it comes out, and they've said the bronzer is great. People that have already gotten to try the bronzer, it's going to have her initials on it.
Oliver. Come out looking like J-Lo. When you put it on.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Color.
Yeah.
LeBron should start his own makeup line. LeBron's James.
Oh,
I'm marketing over here.
Oh, LeBronzer.
Yeah, LeBron.
Oh, LeBronzer James.
Yeah.
LeBronzer James. Okay, so I told you guys about this app that's not a dating app, but you're going to get to meet new people.
Okay, what is it?
And it's a little weird. It's called Wakey, and it originally appeared to me in the research I've done was marketed as a way to get a personalized wake-up call from a stranger. Like, you set your phone, and you want someone to wake you up.
Yes!
Like you would in a hotel or something, and they would call you and say, you know, this is your 6 a.m. wake-up call. Well, now the way it's being marketed is not just for a wake-up call, but if you want to connect with someone who gets you. So let's say you've been learning Spanish or trying with an app, and you really just want to talk to someone that's fluent or can at least kind of do back and forth with you.
You don't use it, you lose it, yeah.
Put a request in, like, I'd really like to talk to someone in Spanish. I'm learning Spanish. And so someone will call you, right?
Awesome.
If you have any interests or hobbies and you want to talk to someone about, I don't know,
whatever,
the 17th century, and you're really passionate about it, or you just want to talk war stories or something, you can find people on here that will call you and talk to people just strictly based on things you're passionate about. So Al, if you're lonely and you want to talk about reviving a bar, you could probably talk to someone.
Yeah, all right. That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. Yeah. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of cool. I like it.
You can get a buddy to talk about football or something.
But the wake-up call.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to talk about your fantasy football.
If you want somebody, you want to get a personalized wake-up call from a stranger, you can say, wake me up at 6 o'clock or whatever. And
they'll call you.
Joanne. No offense if your name is Joanne. Selena will call me.
No offense if your name's Selena, by the way.
Yeah, why? Why would that be offensive?
Well, I was about to say it was an old sounding name. But.
See, now I got offensive.
Through,
there you go.
You when you set an alarm. I think it's funny.
Wakey.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
I like that.
It's worth downloading it and trying it once.
You can kind of wake up with a stranger. Kind of,
I need it just for the drive home because I always call everyone when I'm driving home, but everybody's working. So that would be perfect to get the Wakey app.
Yeah.
And chat.
Okay.
Have you guys seen this list of the 40 achievements that they say millennials voted on? They did this survey, 40 achievements that show you have become a true adult.
Okay.
I'm not going to go over the 40, but I can go over the top 10.
Okay.
And see if you guys agree. This means, like, you're it. You are adulting. You're successfully adulting if you do these things. Because millennials are living with parents at a higher rate than ever. And, of course, that's one of them, you know, being able to live on your own and pay your own rent and mortgage.
Right.
They say that, that 30% of millennials don't pay. You know, don't pay their own rent.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're not quite at 50, but they don't pay their own rent. But all right, being on time for work.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
You in that?
I do that.
Moving out of the family home.
Yep. Did that.
Yep. Cooking your own meals.
Yeah. My wife helps out.
Majority. Yeah.
Filing your taxes on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be there.
Well, within the extension time. Yeah.
Budgeting for monthly expenses.
I sure do that. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm never a big budgeter. I don't like it.
You just. But you're thrifty.
You're
thrifty.
Damn!
Paying you for your own car.
I just got the money.
I need the budget. I just got the money.
It's there.
I love that.
So Kelly does all of these. Which I would hope she's adulting by now. Being financially independent having a steady job.
Yeah,
I got it. Well, I don't know how steady radio is.
We're steady. I think we're all adults. We do it all.
We adulted.
I know. I was worried. Usually I read these lists. I'm like, I'm out. Yeah. And then one more Cardi B song for you guys today.
Ooh,
we didn't play earlier. And this is what everyone's calling her Lemonade.
Okay.
You know, Offset, her fiance, whose baby she's having, we think. Yeah. She stayed with him, and there was some videos of him with other women, and people are waiting. What happened? Why are you with him? She's like, you'll see, you'll see. Invasion of Privacy is the name of the album, and this song is called Through Your Phone.
Can't play the rap.
Yeah, can't play the rap.
The rap got a little bad in there. She did a lot of things that Kelly says not to do on Love Letters to Kelly. She went through the phone. Man,
she
I bet you.
Thing. She stayed with him.
Bet you Offset has stuff on his phone that some websites don't even have.
Yeah. Sorry, man, we can't even publish that.
By the way, Alicia was telling me that Migos performed last night at her school. And that Offset wasn't there.
Right. Two of them. But then a bunch of guys in the entourage got arrested.
Yeah.
For drugs.
Yeah. But Offset, I'm thinking, was just being a good boyfriend and hanging out with Cardi because her album was dropping, right?
Well, let's go ahead and think that.
I don't know.
Maybe, right?
I couldn't tell you about the status of their relationship.
Yeah, he's just being a good boyfriend.
So, all right.
Yeah. Did that sound a little Miley Cyrus at the beginning, too?
Yeah.
Like Wrecking Ball?
Kind of different for her.
Yeah. I like it.
But I like it, yeah. I've listened to about half the album this morning on the way to work. I like it. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of it for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are all the things I like.
And if you missed, we played them a little bit earlier, but if you missed them, here's a couple more from Cardi B. She has this one called I Do with SZA.
No wonder, why I do whatever I like. I do.
She got some big names on this thing. The other songs, we can't play the rap because, you know, it's Cardi. And she also has one with Chance the Rapper. He's super hot right now. Everybody wants to work with him. It's called Best Life.
Hit the take, yeah. Hit the race. Hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic. It's the hashtag. I can't believe they want to see me lose that bad. They told talking junk and these think these hoes mad trash.
Kelly had a solid point earlier. She can say talking junk on the song right here, but then
right.
she unleashes the words.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they'll do a whole radio edit one so we can...
And this one,
play him.
I know Jenna's favorite was Through Your Phone. My favorite is I Like It. And she has Bad Bunny and J Balvin in this one. It's got a little bit of a Latin flair to it.
All right.
I said I like it like that.
So that is Jenna's That's What I Like. Got you some music. She's really into the Cardi B album. She's got the inspirational guy. What was the name?
Jay Shetty.
If you want to get inspired this morning. And the Wakey app.
Wakey.
If you want somebody to call you and just chat with you or wake you up in the morning.
Wakey.
I really like that. I'm seriously going to get
I'm
that.
I'm interested, yeah.
All the pranks I could play on my wife with that app. I'm already thinking. Coming up next, we got the Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, a lot of people may be under the assumption that Beyonce and Cardi B are the only two people performing at Coachella in a couple weeks. But there are some other big acts performing there. I'll tell you the latest on Beyonce's performance because it is out of control.
Wow.
This might be the only music festival I'd ever care to go to.
Really?
You know how I feel about those.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
And we got your vault password for round 2 of Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Start your weekend off with free loot and blow it all like air in a flute. Beat the bank.
Maybe the most difficult instrument to get sound out of.
A flute?
Flute.
I would go with the trombone. Have you ever tried a trombone?
Yes, I have. All you do is vibrate your lips. The trombone and the tuba, all the brasses.
The trumpet?
The trumpet's not the flute. The flute? No.
Really?
I had a hard time with it.
That was the first one I tried to play.
Yeah.
I had a hard time. I didn't want it looped around.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so long, my little short arms wouldn't, like, reach all the way.
Oh, you did the curved one.
I had to do the curved one, and then I was like, I'll just do the clarinet.
You should have done the piccolo. Or the piccolo. You should have done the piccolo.
The piccolo. Piccolo Ultra. Susanna, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. What are your weekend plans?
My baby was sick last night, so hopefully just chilling out and getting some extra rest.
Yeah. You at home with the baby right now?
No, she was well enough today to go to daycare, but I'm at work right now.
All right. And what do you do?
I work at a bank.
Okay.
Actually.
You're
banker,
a banker
versus banker.
Hey,
I like this.
Hey now. All right.
Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Weekend.
Yes.
Baby.
Password accepted.
Yes.
Sound like a minion.
So far, so good.
Susanna, you have gained access to the bank vault. Here is Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game.
Susanna, you will hear the banker give you audible dollar amounts. They're going to increase, okay? More and more and more. When you find one that you feel comfortable with, you just say stop. And you're going to get the last amount that you heard. However, if that vault door closes before you say stop, Susanna, you're not going to get anything.
We don't want that.
And it's going to go all, it could go all the way up to 1,000. Even if it does, you have to say stop, okay?
Deal?
Okay.
Deal.
There you go.
All right, cool. Let's do this, Susanna. Let's get this weekend off right. You know what I mean? Let's get you some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$110. $150. $180. $240. $400. $490. $520. $540. $580.
Oh, no.
Oh, I would have had that. would have had that shut on me, too.
Yeah, I would have kept going.
Oh, man.
I wasn't feeling that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Susanna. Banking might not be your thing, Susanna.
She's doing fine with the banking. Thank you very much. Sorry, Susanna.
Sorry.
You keep on trying.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully your little one's feeling a lot better today. I know she was because she went back to school. And hopefully you get to play again with us. Oh, man.
What a way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah. You know what we need?
What?
We need to feel good.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
I know Susanna's feeling it right now, but maybe this will get her smiling again.
There you go.
So much to be happy about.
Yeah, pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DEAKIT.
And tell us why you're smiling, Kid Nation. We want to know all about your Feel Good Friday, and I'll tell you about the story of a little 3-year-old girl that walked away from her parents in China.
Mm-hmm.
And over 20 years later, a miracle happened. Wow. I'll tell you that feel good next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
That's the point of this segment.
And that shit make you feel good.
To make us all feel good, we want to go into the weekend smiling.
There you go.
And I found the story all the way from China. Before we get to the calls and the text messages, by the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So, a gentleman named Wang and his wife, Liu, they were selling fruit back in 1994.
Uh-huh.
When it was a busy day. Yeah. Their 3-year-old daughter was helping them out.
Uh-huh.
When she all of a sudden did what 3-year-olds do and wandered off.
Oh, got distracted by something and took off.
Got distracted. And let's be honest, China is very populated.
Right here.
Yeah. And so she got lost in the crowd. Parents noticed a few moments later, started looking for her. Couldn't find her.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
That's got to be the worst feeling as a parent.
Sure, yeah.
But surely somebody found her, right? And they're going to return her to us. Everything's going to be fine. Well, a day passed.
Oh,
a week passed.
Goodness. Oh.
2 weeks passed. They stopped selling fruit. They went to every orphanage they could find. Ugh. Nothing. Their daughter was not there. So he quit selling fruit, decided to become a cab driver, basically, on a rideshare company.
Mm-hmm.
And he printed out pieces of paper with his daughter's picture on it. And he started driving with the pictures up there, hoping that one day his daughter would enter his cab and they would be reunited, right?
What are the chances, yeah, right?
Well, then years started passing. So then now they didn't have a current picture of their daughter. So they started using a picture of her sister because she looked similar to her.
Uh-huh.
And still nothing. The story started picking up steam in China to where eventually someone from the police department said, hey, give me a picture of your daughter. I'll draw what she should look like now as a 20-something-year-old woman.
Oh, wow.
And maybe, hopefully, that'll ring a bell with someone. So they said, thank you, sir. He drew the picture.
Still, what are the odds?
They sent it out everywhere across the country.
Yeah.
And it made its way to Kang Ying, who was now in her late 20s, married with children.
Wow.
And she said, man, that looks an awful lot like me. So she looked at the story and it said the parents lost their daughter when she was 3 years old. Well, she's like, well, I was adopted off of the side of the road. So this all started making sense.
Yeah.
So she reached out to the family and said, could I take a DNA test and see if you guys are my parents? They said, absolutely.
Yeah.
She took the DNA test and they were just reunited. 24 years
what
after
happened?
She went missing.
Oh, she just got lost?
She got lost.
Foster care?
She got lost. Somebody found her.
Didn't know what to do.
She's 3 years old. You're not verbal when you're 3 years old, or at least not very verbal. You maybe know how to say mommy, daddy. You, don't.
You don't know how to say, that's, you know, like, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Parents or blah, blah.
You're very limited with your vocabulary.
Good, that's also very sad.
And she, but they finally were reunited. And so she was placed in an adoption center and she was adopted and she grew up and had a good life. And now was reunited with her birth parents.
That is cool.
After 24 years. That's got to be a feel-good story for that family right there.
Oh.
Story was made in China.
It was.
From the text, my fiance called me at work last night and told me he was packing our bags and we're going to Nashville for the weekend.
How about
so
that?
After working 48 hours on the ambulance, I get to unwind in Nashville. And that's from Josh.
There you go.
Josh and your fiance, you guys have fun, man.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Surprise trip. That's fun.
Yeah, always plan something for your significant other if you can.
Yeah,
if
why
you can,
not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just be like, yo, I'm packing. Just come along.
Not going to tell you where we're going, but the bag is packed. Let's
Boom.
Go.
Let's go. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
My daughter, Emily, just finished her last dose of chemo.
Yay. How old is Emily?
Yeah, she's 7.
And she was a trooper?
She's been amazing this whole time. True inspiration.
Oh, we're That's so awesome. Happy for you guys. You guys must feel so awesome. What are you going to do to celebrate?
I don't know. She wants to go to the beach, so I'm going to see what I can do to make a trip for our family to get to the beach for her.
Oh, that is awesome.
What she really wants to do.
Well, hopefully you guys get out there on the beach. Send us pictures when you get out there with her smiling, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful day. Congratulations.
She's feeling real good.
All right? Selena wrote us and said, I feel good because today is my birthday and I just got paid and I'm finally 23.
All right, Selena.
I'd say 23 is probably my favorite age I have.
Really?
You think so?
I think so.
Really?
Still a lot to learn, but you're feeling pretty bulletproof at 23.
I felt like a grown-up. That's when I got offered my job here. I feel like that was the best year of my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to go living back in my truck and I didn't have to do that. Thanks to Kid Craddock. Let's go with Cassidy. Cassidy, you got a new job?
Yes.
All right, how'd it go?
It's great. It's my first time being a car salesman. It's my first week, and I sold 3 cars.
Wow.
Wow, that's a great first week.
Yeah, it is. And I only have to sell 6 a month, so.
What's your closing line? Like, what do you do to seal the deal?
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Oh, a lot of Facebook outreach.
Oh, okay.
So you've been using social media to help you sell those cars.
Yes, and then they come in, and then I say $500 down, and then they
can't give you the money fast enough.
That's right. You still use that trick, like, right? What is it going to take to get this deal done right now? And I'll go back and show it to my boss.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Right. You write down a number on a piece of paper and slide it across the table, and go, "How's this number work?" Well, congratulations.
Congrats, girl.
Cassidy's selling 3 cars her first week.
Yeah, you know Cassidy. Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be honest, Cassidy. Do you have it, huh?
Yeah.
I'll take the
I
hot.
I like that laugh.
I'll take the hot car sales chick.
Of course. do you even have to ask?
Yeah,
guys?
You got to buy it. When the sales chick is hot, you got to buy whatever it is. I'm sorry. It's just a law.
Cassidy's going to get off the phone, look at her friend, be like, these guys ask me if I'm hot. Come on, guys.
Yeah. My closet is full of clothes that were sold to me by some hot chick.
Yeah?
That I didn't have any business buying. But she was hot, so I had to buy it.
So you bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't run into that. My ring scares them away. Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up, Dale?
Doing great.
You guys are great. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
Love you, man.
And I hear you have some good news for us, huh?
Man, it's a dream come true, man. A dream come true. I never thought it would happen. And, 23 years ago, I was off away from where I live now. And I signed over adoption to a baby that I was part of, and she found out she was adopted, and she looked me up, and we've been in contact, and my kids and I get to meet her Sunday for the first time, and it's super exciting. God's working so much in my life that He's leading this to one more chain of bondage that I get to break this weekend because of just because of how much God's working in my life, and I'm super excited.
Dale, I'm sure
testimony you have
signing over your daughter. I'm sure was one of the toughest things you ever did, but I'm sure it was for the better. And look, it all came back around.
All came back around.
You know what I saw that was so cute when they had another instance where the parents were meeting the child that they gave up for adoption. When the girl came in the room, they had "It's a Girl" banners with pink balloons and everything.
There you go. There's an idea,
almost
Dale.
Almost like her birthday, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a fun idea. I don't know what you have planned, but
Dale. Well, we're gonna meet this weekend. She's got 3 beautiful babies, and I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude and
I can tell, Dale. Congratulations,
man. Happy for you, brother.
Send us pictures.
Yeah, send us a ton of pictures, Dale. And I hope the meeting goes awesome. I know it will. You guys already started off on the right foot.
Hey, things can change, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You want them to be a part of your life. And I'm glad she reached out to Dale.
I'm glad it's going to have a happy ending.
Beautiful.
They both want it. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
How you doing? What's your Feel Good Friday for us?
I'm doing good. So my boyfriend and I met our sophomore year of high school when we were 15 and 16. We've been together for over 6 years. He goes to the Air Force Academy. I stayed and went to school here. We've been doing long distance for about 4 years now. We see each other once every 2 or 3 months, if that. and we only have about 47 days left long distance. So we, you know, not do that anymore.
Thank goodness.
Finally. Mm-hmm. You ladies are the strongest ones. That's dating awesome. Our servicemen.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service, too.
And he just got into fighter pilot training, too.
Oh, he got fighter
training. Sexy.
What's his nickname?
His name's Luke, so he doesn't really have much of a nickname.
Luke.
Cool Hand Luke.
Put that on his helmet.
Yeah, put it on there. Cool Hand Luke.
That's a great nickname.
And tell him to never leave his wingman.
Congratulations, Kate. And one more last one here from Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
So what's your good news?
So I'm an esthetician in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I just got my permanent cosmetics license. So I'm setting my room up today, and I will be microblading from here on out.
Oh.
Microblading time.
Yeah.
Get your own room.
Rage.
That makes your eyebrows look right.
It tattoos your eyebrows. Yeah.
And it only lasts a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine lasted like 2 years.
Yeah, Jenna. Yours
look
right.
Long.
And then you got to go back in.
It hurts.
Well, go to Hannah then.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So maybe you're thinking about going to the movie theater over the weekend.
Maybe
you want to laugh a bunch.
Maybe.
Or maybe you want to be really quiet and be scared. We got you, fam. In fact, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is on the phone right now to talk about the movies coming out. Hi, Gray.
Hey, I'm not sure I know what it's like to want to be quiet.
Oh, my gosh, Gray.
Yeah.
Well, see, Jenna.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. Gina saw Gina. Al's got me doing that now. Gina saw it, and she said that.
Yeah, I went on a date, Gray, and we came in a little late with popcorn, and it was real quiet.
No,
it was so funny, but it was. I realized him and I both looked at each other, and we'd like. We'd never make it. I just want to die. I can't be quiet. I wouldn't want to be quiet. Why do you want to live in a world that you have to be quiet?
I like Jenna throwing nonchalantly, I went on a date. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like dating Jenna. Wait, hold on. That sounded weird. I'm not dating Jenna. I like Jenna dating people.
I liked her throwing in nonchalantly that has some big old bucket of popcorn. Because let me tell you, the number one crime when you go see A Quiet Place is eating corn.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We didn't touch it, Gray.
God.
It was so quiet. No one moved.
Right. That's the thing. So that's the deal with this movie. Now, it's directed by John Krasinski from The Office. And he's also in the movie with his real-life wife, the awesome Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in kind of a post-apocalyptic world. Like, not in the not-too-distant future, where monsters have taken over, and they only respond to sound.
Oof.
So everybody's figured out that if they be quiet, they won't be murdered.
It's hard to be quiet, though, when you got kids.
Oh, God, no kidding. This family, I do not envy any of these people in this world, and I genuinely hope this never happens to us, because, well, I mean, I'd be dead within seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't eat beans anymore. I'd be done.
It's always hard for me to wrap my head around wanting to live, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Wanting to live when everyone else is dead.
Ooh.
Like, in the world, you know, like an I Am Legend, like, why? I guess he was a scientist, so that makes more sense. But in general, why you want to...
I wouldn't survive very long, so I would just want to see what it's all about and then go out calmly.
Right. Well, and it seems like some people in the movie chose that path, and this is such an intense movie. As a horror movie lover, it was so deeply satisfying because it's one of the most intense movies that I've seen in a very long time.
Uh-huh.
But I would say to everybody that where they're concerned because they don't like horror movies or it's just too much, there's no gore in this. It's not very visually violent. It's just so lovingly and perfectly put together that it's really a great time at the movies. I haven't seen a movie I like this much in quite a while.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. This is why Gray is a professional movie reviewer, because I'm like, I give it a 6. Like, I thought it was fine.
Right.
But you're so gracious, and your description's so nice.
It makes more sense.
I'm like, I didn't, some of us here, we didn't, like, love it. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I think one out of three here, like, Anna loved it, but she's really into movies and TV. Jenna and Justin both gave it a 6 out of 10. But you guys had 100%, at least last time we checked on Rotten Tomatoes with this movie, Gray.
Oh, my God, you guys. This movie's scoring so high, and it's really just because... And that's, like, impossible for horror movies to do.
Yeah.
But again, it's because this isn't your average horror movie. And I would like to point out that the two people in the office that didn't really love the movie are also probably the loudest. So it's... It's fine, you guys. I've never heard a quieter audience in a movie theater that had a bigger reaction when something would happen. Like, it's just like one lamp starts to tip over and the entire audience goes,
No. Do you have any?
Do
you have any pictures of you contorting yourself in a chair?
Al, she's married. Al's been really lacking in the love department.
I think if you searched, you could probably find something on 4chan, but yeah. I don't. I'm not sure.
So great.
This one is 99% certified fresh.
I would say,
it's really incredible. I'd say take a chance on it. Because you don't want to be the one person that didn't see this movie. Oh, and P.S.
Yeah?
Do not buy popcorn for this movie. Don't be that person. It's like, take your gummy bears in a very soft sandwich bag, okay?
Soft food.
No crinkling, no crunching.
Oh, man, I don't know if I could do it. As much as I want
to
see this movie.
As much as you have to pee, people scowled at people that were getting up to go to the bathroom.
We do have a movie where you can laugh out loud and have a good time because... I'm hearing this movie is one of the funniest movies we've had in a long time that you're going to talk about, Gray. Blockers.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this one.
Three parents, played by Leslie Mann and John Cena and Ike Barinholtz from The Mindy Project. They are parents to three young ladies in high school, and they have made it their mission to not let their daughters have sex on their prom night. No matter what, they're going to stop them from having sex. And so from the commercial, I was like, okay, I kind of know what this movie is already, and I know where it's going, and I could probably already tell you the end.
Right.
Not so.
Really?
You guys, I am so excited to tell you that everything you've heard is right. You should definitely be excited for Blockers, because every opportunity that the movie has to do what's been done before, they chose something different. This is a really interesting script, fantastic performers, and what it results in is, I think, a really modern view of both parenting and being a child, as well as sexuality and being a girl in high school, just being a kid in high school. And so, and yet it's still a raunchy, fun comedy. So at its heart, it's a very sweet film, which is one of the reasons that I liked it. But at the same time, you get a butt-chugging scene with John Cena and a keg of beer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So right. Blockers or A Quiet Place, depending on what you're into.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong this weekend. You heard it here from Gray Drake. Gray, awesome talking to you.
Yay. Hey.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Before I go, I want to give a shout because Kid Nation is always the best. And I get so many nice notes and so many nice tweets from people every week. And this week, I got one that really took the cake.
Oh, what was it?
I wanted to shout out to Carlos, who is one of your newer listeners.
Shout out.
He wrote me the nicest note, and he's like, he wants to take his love of movies to the next level, and listening to the show, he loves you guys, and he loves my segments, and he's so inspired. And this letter, like, really moved me.
Aww.
And I was just so excited. I want to actually mention it to you guys and mention it to everybody, because Kid Nation is, like, for all these years... You guys just make my heart so happy. So.
Aww, thank you. Gray.
Thank you. You should send Carlos the picture of you contorting.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, Gray.
All right. I'm going to go get my blanket that I wear to the theaters. Bye.
All right, bye. Bye, Gray.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.